This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Tim, is this you?
Wow, what an intro. That got me pumped to be me today. And I'm awake. Chuck didn't mess up my morning.
Oh, dude, did you drive all night? Did you get any rest at all?
No, last night was pretty easy. I pulled in about 12:31 into Hartford, Connecticut, so we kind of split the drive between... I'm going through New York City in the daytime, which I usually try to avoid, but I was like, let's get some sleep because it's been...
God.
Yeah, the 3:30, 4 a.m., those mess you up when you got to get up early, as we know yesterday, because Chuck ruined everything.
Chuck ruins it all. Listen, we all know Chuck is to blame for everything, from climate change to rigging elections.
He can mess up a wet dream. I mean, come on.
Strangely, my father said that was my job. Dude, my old man used that on me a lot. Kid, that and you, kid, you could break a rock.
Can break an anvil.
Yeah, Chuck. As you know, did you hear? There's the new Chuck Armstrong single. Did you catch that?
I just caught that. I was dying laughing. I was like, that is so funny.
So it's so perfect. It does.
When something goes wrong and you have bad luck, your van is broke down and some small town you suck. Your poor life choices, they have a run amok. Just do what we do and start blaming Chuck. Yeah, just start blaming Chuck.
I love that. That is amazing. I'm gonna need a copy of that.
Dude, it's good to have you back on the show. I'm excited you being at Liberty Hall, Lawrence, Tuesday, February 11th. And you're bringing, of course, your Miles Kennedy with you, who I think is incredible. And, there's some circles you're moving in now, man. Did you ever think this is where you'd be? Like, just a month ago, you were at Billy's 70th birthday. Was it 70 or 75th?
75th.
And I'm looking at the people who were there, including Chuck, and I'm like, holy hell, man. That's what an idea that this is where you'd be all the way from Montana, from where you grow up.
Yeah, that was one of those pinch me moments. And Billy does goofy stuff because Billy's Billy and he does what he wants.
Yeah.
And he decides I'm going to do Tupac California Love because he loves the way I write. Him and I recorded that a couple of years ago with Matt Sorum, formerly of Guns N' Roses.
Right.
And
the Cult.
So it's on an older EP, California Love. And it's a Joe Cocker riff, if you don't know that Dr. Dre sampled. Woman to Woman is the actual song that Joe Cocker wrote, but then Tupac adapted and Dr. Dre became the hit. Anyway, so Billy decides I'm going to do it at his birthday party, and he decides to tell me and only me and not Slash. So my introduction to Slash was he's a foot to my left playing guitar, and I just bust into California Love, and I just see him mouth the words, "What the F" to the drummer. He just started laughing. He's like, "Are we really doing Tupac?" And I'm just sitting there like, yeah, you often fly white guys in from Montana to do Tupac in Hollywood.
Yes. It's the only way, right?
Makes sense, right?
But isn't that, now tell me this, have you settled in and it feels normal, or do you have that imposter syndrome people talk about?
I don't know. That's a weird one. Like, I definitely still get starstruck and, butterflies from all that, but feels like I'm supposed to be here, but there's that, you know, like, appreciate this, what if this is it type thing. You know,
always.
Like, I just try to absorb every moment and not, you know, it's like part of that you want, you know, you feel like you belong here, but you don't want to take it for granted. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
That's the only way to be happy, right? I mean, you got to have gratitude in your heart. I mean, people say it sounds corny, but I will tell you, if you're unhappy in this life, I'm telling you, find some gratitude, what you really have been afforded. And if you can find that, that's the first step to really becoming a happier person.
Right.
Yeah. And it's, I remember when, you know, most people, when they're coming up, you're trying so hard, you're almost afraid to look over your shoulder at what's happening because you're just like, they might take it away, right? Like, you do that thing where you're like, I just can't even pay attention and stop and really think about that slash right there. That's Billy right here. By the way, Billy and I decided to open a bar together in Montana,
right?
You know, or can you slow down and really appreciate it?
Yeah, I've tried to owning a bar. There's no slowing down.
Yeah.
It's tax season, man. I really appreciate this bar.
Dude, as a guy who had one for 1 year, it's for me, it's like dating a supermodel. It's so far out of what you normally do, and you know it's going to be fun for a minute, but ends super badly. Like, for me, that's exactly how it went.
Yep.
But it sure is fun the first day, man. And again, look, you'll make it huge and successful. I have no doubt about that. But, you know, for me, I just remember looking at the one day and going, man, this is exactly where I'd want to drink with my friends. And after that, it was a giant pain in the ass. But for the first moment, it was pretty fun, man.
Yeah, I tell people it's the most beautiful pain in the ass ever. I love going there, but boy, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, well, you're the guy throwing the party. That's what people don't get. Like, you're not there to be at the party. You're there that you have to control the party.
Right.
Yeah, no, well, speaking of that, controlling the party, I want to go back to you being the driver. To make sure I understand this right, because I don't want to speak to what I don't know. You are the overnight driver. Most guys have a tour bus, which is incredibly expensive, or they have to have a driver. They got to hire somebody on the road crew.
Right.
That's really expensive. You have a CDL and you know how to drive, so you're like, man, I'm taking that money home. I'm not going to give it to somebody else.
Yeah, that's a really expensive luxury to have. So I figured I have a 2016 Sprinter. And then the cool toy I have in my driveway is I bought Charlie Sheen's party bus. So I have his 99 Prevo. So I have a full-size 45-foot, 55,000-pound tour bus in my driveway as well.
Nice.
I went to driver school, bus driver school, Diamond Coach in Nashville, and learned how to drive the entertainer coaches. And I was like, dude, you should have seen me when I first got my CDL. I rolled into that Love's truck stop, just bowed up, coming off that bus. Like, look at me now, Mom. And now I, like, shame slop in there, like, oh, this is so stupid.
Now, so do they do the CDL A, where you got to go
I got a CDL B.
Okay, yeah, so.
Because we're not hauling. If you have a trailer under 10,000, you don't have to have a Class A. So I should have probably got it, because I'd have to redo all that stuff. But
everybody.
But I like to drive in reverse. I like to challenge. The backup challenge is my favorite. People are like, you can't back that in there. I'm like, you have a blindfold by chance?
Man, when you can do it, because I have a few friends who drive and a few friends who've worked construction all their life, and they'll back down through my property with a 20-foot trailer at a speed that I'm so uncomfortable with, but they're that good. Like, I mean, it's crazy. Man, when you can do it, it's incredible.
Yeah, that's the only thing I'm arrogant about is backing up. Like, yeah, you guys like driving an R? Because I do.
Dude, I have an old friend, Keith, who's older. He's coming up on 80, and he's driven his own. He's got his own trucking company and delivers aggregate and rock. And he, overalls every day, one of those ultra smart guys you need to just always shut your mouth around and just listen, because there's going to be some wisdom. But one of the favorite things, you'll see some kid who's 60 years old, and he'll go, kid, I've driven more miles backwards than you'll ever drive forwards.
100% going to be me.
Yeah, right? And those are the best guys. But you come off that stage, and so that means you don't get to jump into the situation. You don't get to explore, like, the world and see what's going on. You have to stay at work from the time you get on that stage till the time you get to the next venue.
Yeah, and I kind of run the clock to see how fast we can get out of the venue, so it's kind of a fire drill.
Yeah.
But on this tour, I do a meet and greet. As soon as I come off stage, I go to the merch table, say hi to everybody, shake hands, do that kind of deal, just, you know, shake a million hands. Sell a million records, the old school knowledge. I think it was Garth Brooks that said that. And then I go back out and catch the exit crowd to say hi to everybody. And then the timer starts, and I'm staring at that merch guy. I'm like, look how many hours we got, pal. Get moving.
Right, right.
And then we hop in the rig and start going on the road, and the boys usually throw a little party in the back, and they're cranking, and I'm listening to some audiobook, always listening to books while I'm driving. So,
dude, by the way, the last book I read was the Alex Van Halen book. It's a short one, but, man, it's really good. Really, really a sweet story about brothers.
Oh, wow. I'm listening to Empire of the Summer Moon right now, the last Comanche battles in Texas. Oh, my God. Crazy.
See, you're doing it right. Like, that's, and I was trying to talk to somebody about this, going, everything you input in life, everything you upload is what you become. Like, if you're a writer, you're a songwriter, you're looking, everything you take in, everything you see, everybody you know, everything you hear, it all becomes part of you. And if you don't do that and you shut yourself off to this world, how do you write? How do you create?
Right. Yeah, I've got so many song ideas, listening to these older books, Western books and stuff, so.
Well, and do you think that you'll leave Montana for good ever? Or is it just in your blood?
I don't think so. I think I left long enough, and it was weird because it ended up being like 20 years to the month, because I left in August 2003, and I returned in August 2023, and that was not intentional to do it that timed out. But now that we're up there and, you know, we own this bar, I kind of want to be an 80-year-old guy like your buddy telling old rock and roll stories behind the bar someday.
Hell yes, man.
And that's when that Billy Gibbons asked me to sing Tupac.
Dude, those are the best guys in the world, are they not? Like those guys when you meet them and you just, man, there's a Frog's Tavern in Soho, New York City. I'm sitting there and I'm talking to a guy named Smokey, and he starts making these, selling these crazy stories, and I'm trying to find out if he's, in my head, I'm like, is this guy full of S? Like, is he just, because he's older, but he really knows about the beginning of rap and touring and the Beastie Boys and Run DMC and the Fat Boys, and it turns out he managed the Fat Boys, and I'm texting Daryl from Run DMC, and like a little underneath, I go, hey, I met a guy named Smokey, and he goes, Smokey? And I realize, holy S, man. And so then, the rest of the afternoon, I couldn't leave. I blew off New York because I just wanted to hear stories about what had happened in that genre and that world and everything he had seen. And he remembered coming to Kansas City with Run DMC and the Fat Boys and the very beginning of hip hop and everything. And it was, I mean, those guys are, they're golden, man. I mean, there's so much to know from them.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you have to be that guy, Tim. You have to be. But
yes, we're working on it. I saw some gray in my beard this morning, baby. I'm getting closer. Let's go.
So you guys are rolling out the album. Are you recording all the time? Are you just every day? What are you doing on the road?
So we're playing the shows, and then I write a lot of songs, but that's kind of acoustic stuff in my iPhone. And then, you know, we're starting to write a new album right now, so I'm probably halfway done with that. So,
what do you think? I mean, do you feel like this has been enough of an experience to find a new record, to find something really that you're excited about?
Yeah, because, I mean, Savage was my first rock album, and that stuff's been in me since I was a kid. And so I think I have plenty more rock albums, and turns out living in Montana is more metal than it is country, because like 60 Below is pretty metal.
Hey, listen, I'm listening to the lyrics of Get You Some, and I'm like, yeah, that's how I grew up. That's how every kid I was friends with grew up, just that lower, and not hard poor, but like lower middle class. My brothers got in trouble. I wasn't exceptional in school. It was what it was. But, man, you listen to those songs, and you really do identify with that, man. Your gift is writing from the heart.
Oh, thank you, man. Yeah, that's one of my favorites, Poor White Trash from A Single Wide.
Yeah.
Any song that opens with that, it's pretty good.
Yeah, dude, and I'm telling you, Four Deep with Five Star Dinners, and I'm just like, oh, it's so good. It's just...
Yeah, my wife did have a question about that line. She's like, four kids deep buying Five Star Dinners, have you ever bought our four kids a Five Star Dinner? And I'm like, yeah, you're right.
I didn't say for them.
Yeah, she's listening right now. Her office is in Kansas City, so she's down there working right now.
Oh, listen, our friend Clay, who was one of our dearest friends.
Clay's listening, too. He's a handsome fella, isn't he?
Oh, my God. Has he shown you all his outfits yet?
Yes. I can't wait to see what he wears in Lawrence.
And, of course, the Antichrist himself, Mr. Chuck Armstrong, will be there.
Yeah, Jesus, and Clay and Chuck. Good Lord,
it's horrifying. It's horrifying. It's terrible.
The Antichrist,
dude. I can't wait. It'll be fun, man. And man, just what an experience. Again, when Chuck had originally introduced us, and he was really giving me like a lowdown, not about music. We listened to the music and we loved it, but he's like, no, you got to understand. He's one of us, and he's really, really laying it. And then I met you and I went, dude, you are. Like, you're a guy who, you came to work, you get up every day to work, you understand what this is, you have dreams, you're going to work hard for them, but you also are a realist, man. You're not a, so many artists I've met over the years, and you've seen them, like, they'll get a deal and they'll blow it because they think they crossed a finish line. You know, this was just the beginning to the next big hill.
Yeah, I don't understand, Eric, like, the arrogant stuff. Unfortunately, right. I haven't bumped into too much of it. I've seen it, but I always tell people, man, we're just jesters in the king's court. And back in the day, they'd kill you if you didn't perform well.
That's
so
right. That's right, man.
Keep that in the back of your head.
And I think guys like Billy, and, you know, the legendary stories about Billy Gibbons, man, he is eccentric and quirky and genius. And, I mean, he's one of those guys, like, you couldn't have a better mentor.
Right. Well, that's the other thing, too. Spending my, you know, the last 11 years seeing how that man acts and carries himself was like a really good lesson of, like, that's like the rock star's rock star. This guy's been a rock star since before most rock stars were born. And he's just such a kind and, you know, just great guy, and just gives people time and appreciates music and life, and, you know, definitely hasn't let it go to his head. And I find myself becoming him, though. Like, he puts on black and white movies in the hotel room. Then the other day I put on a black and white movie and my guitar player's like, he's watching movies from the 40s or what? I'm like, oh my God, this week I'm becoming Billy Gibbons. I've literally started inheriting some of his, like, traits that he does on tour, and I'm not intentionally doing it. It's just kind of like comfort food.
Yeah, no, man, that's it. We are the people we surround ourselves with. Our character is defined by our people, right? Like, the people you really love. And it's,
yep.
How crazy is that your kids are growing up with Uncle Billy?
Yes. Yeah, and I tell them all the time, I beat him, and I'm like, you appreciate this man now.
That's right. That's right, man. Listen, I'm not here to be your friend, and neither is Uncle Billy. God damn it. You appreciate who he is. You know who he is, right? Like, you memorize those lyrics. You start in the beginning. You start to... Yeah, dude, it's... listen,
yeah,
it's always
my
good.
16-year-old daughter and I got in an argument, and she brought up, before I went on tour, she's like, I'm like, look, I took you to Hollywood and this and that, because she got to stay at Billy's house for the Billy birthday bash, and then Billy kept going down there, and he'd, like, visit with her. And I went down, and he's showing her how to play dice. I'm like, this is so cool. I'll text you a picture of it. He's teaching her how to gamble. So we got into an argument. I'm like, and I took you to Hollywood and this and that, bought you a car for Christmas. She's like, you forced me to go to Hollywood and stay at Billy's house. And I'm like, really?
Really? And now she knows how to throw bones. And now she's a degenerate gambler. That's where it starts, my friend. That's how
I know. She better be cleaning up to high school right now.
Dude, anybody that's disappointed you, and I'm not asking names, but have you done that thing where you'll meet someone and you go, man, I love this person, and you're like, oh, that sucked?
Yeah, I had one years ago, and it does ruin the music for you.
It does.
And it really does, especially for me. Like, I can't do it. I've seen it a couple times, and, you know, and then somebody said, well, just be glad you didn't meet a Waylon or Johnny Cash back in the day when they had a bad day. And I was like, oh, yeah, that would suck if they had a bad day and you don't like their music anymore. But, yeah, I've had a couple experiences. It's not as common. I'll tell you, it was a lot more common in the country music genre than the rock genre. Yep. And I've been kind of mind blown. I tell people I've had more hunting, farming, and agriculture conversations with rock stars in the last year and a half than I have with country stars in the last 18 years.
Fact. Yeah, totally, man. Totally.
That should tell you something. Old Ned with his cowboy hat from Jersey Shores don't know nothing about growing corn, and it's pissing me off.
He was sharing with Bob and Chuck that he'd been writing some stuff for the Billy Bob Thornton new TV show, Landman.
Yeah, right. I think that just came out.
Good, good, man. Are you going to get a piece of that? You going to get in, you think? You'd be writing some stuff?
I didn't get in on that. Billy and I used to pretty much exclusively write together. And with me moving to Montana, we really haven't had a chance in a while. We're both, you know, on the road all the time as well. So he's supposed to come up to Montana in May, and then we'll sit down and write some more. But he's got a solo record he's got to turn in. So this year I'm going to have a little bit of a lighter touring schedule. So I'm hoping to get on the bus with Billy, because if you travel with him on that tour bus, it's the funnest time you'll ever have. If you like antique stores and eating like 37 burritos a day, that's the bus to be on.
Dude, I'd give my left arm. I mean, it would be, what a dream, right? Like, it is legendary, the stuff that he likes to go out and collect, and that's what he does. He's a big collector. And I knew that 20 years ago. Jesse James Dupree from Jackal was out touring with him, and he was sharing those stories. And, of course, he loves Billy. Dude, Jesse told me a story about being angry about Eddie Van Halen when he first came out because he felt like it took the light off of Billy Gibbons, who in his mind was the greatest guitar player that's ever lived.
Wow.
Yeah. And it just made me laugh about how he told me the first time he ever saw Billy, he stood in front of him and cried. He saw him down in Atlanta, Georgia, as a young boy, and literally had tears running down his face with what he was seeing.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
Dude, and well, those guys, well, listen, the tour I'd love to see you on is Blackberry Smoke, and I'm sure you've crossed paths.
Yeah, I've opened for those guys a bunch.
Yeah, no, I've known Charlie. So back to Jesse, the 6 degrees of him. He produced their first record, Bad Luck Ain't No Crime, sent it to me. And that's when I met Charlie and the boys. And we've been all friends for 20 plus years. But, I mean, you're in the pocket. I mean, you guys are made together. I mean, that's peas and carrots, man.
Yeah, Charlie's a great guy. And
what a sweet man.
What an unbelievable talent. So I was going to tell you the funniest part about traveling with Billy, though, is that he'll ask you what you want to eat. But it's going to be Mexican. And I'm like, why do you ask? You're like, what are you feeling for lunch? I'm like, I don't know, barbecue. All right, let's get some tacos, brother. And more often than not, he'll also order for you. You go to order the food, and he'll jump in and be like, he'll have a blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, thanks.
That's great. That's the best, man. Dude, what a life. Listen, if you're just joining the show, friend of the show, Tim Montana, singer-songwriter, latest album, Savage, don't miss it, timmontana.com, Liberty Hall, Lawrence, Tuesday, February 11th, all the terrible people will be there, Clay, Chuck, all of us, man, so it'll be...
My wife.
Yes.
Oh, the fun angel.
Now, that's the only good thing you got going for you, man.
I know, I messed that up, jeez.
Hey, anytime, Tim. I sure do appreciate you getting up. And, man, I know how hard you're working, brother. So I do appreciate your time very much.
Awesome, guys. Well, thanks for having me on. Sorry Chuck messed up yesterday.
Yeah, of course.
He is a terrible guy.
Let me extend this and try to, in spite of Chuck Armstrong and what a horrible human being he is, if you get into Kansas City early and you would like to come hang on the show, you are absolutely welcome. If you need something, hell, man, if you need us to find you a house just to hang out at, man, we'll find you one.
Yeah, that's a possibility. So, because I think we're going to come up the night before.
All right, come on, anytime, man. I'll talk to you soon, Tim.
Awesome, thanks, guys.
Appreciate you, man.
Yep.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.